All right, some news coming from the Daikin Park as the Astros get ready for a four-game set against...
Hold on, so...
What? The Rays. This is coming from the captain, Joe Espada, and Dana Brown. Yordan Alvarez, according to Chandler Rome of The Athletic, is hitting on the field at Daikin Park with Dana Brown and Joe Espada looking. I just retweeted it.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
It looks like it. He's swinging the bat. He's looking good, as we heard from both of them here in the last couple of days, that the young man, it is going to be up to him. All right? All right, when he's ready, that's when he'll be able to put him in the lineup. It's all on him and his readiness.
Anybody else's fingers hurt?
Yes, mine. Also on with that, Yordan Alvarez actually said he will face live pitching tomorrow. Some minor league guys the Astros are going to bring to Daikin Park. If that goes well, his return could be imminent. So good news on the front with Yordan Alvarez. Good news on the front with him. He was hitting today. I've got video of it. I just showed you video. You could see it. He is swinging the bat, and then he'll face some minor league guys. I would assume from Sugar Land or Corpus or whatever, but some minor league guys at Daikin Park tomorrow, and could be in the lineup.
You think that'd be a little nerve wracking if you're in Corpus Christi or you're in Sugar Land? They're like, hey man, get on this. Make your way to Daikin Park tomorrow.
Yeah, so Blake Henley.
I mean, and we need you to. I mean, because obviously, when something like that, I mean, you ain't gonna go up there and live no batting practice. I mean, this is legit. Get after it. I mean,
you just better not be coming in too tight.
Boy, could you imagine getting one in on them hands a little bit? Ooh, we right now. Golly, yeah. Then, I mean, that's got to be a tad bit nerve.
And then Spencer Arrighetti he'd be just standing with his back. He'd be standing in the back of the. Just standing right behind the catcher, all the way back with his back and looking in the stands to talk to people while they're throwing fastballs, and he'll just get hit. That's where Spencer Arrighetti will stand. Here, hit me in this hand here. I won't look. Did that just happen?
She just walked it off,
man. Oh, my God. Oh, you just walked it off. How about it? Somebody said.
Bottom of seven.
Holy Toledo.
Bottom of seven, down 3-1.
Wow.
They somehow get two runners on, and their big power hitter, who already hit one solo bomb today, comes up and hits one out.
Wow.
Dead center, walks
Holy
it off.
Holy fun bags. Wow. Tennessee have been leading the whole way. Look at the stunned nature. Some of these guys in the crowd didn't know softball could get them stunned
like
that.
Can you walk? Can you intentionally walk in softball? Fire the coach.
If you can throw them in. I know you can throw them outside of
You can damn sure stand up
you
and pitch
can do
out,
something
can't you?
To
Great
put them
point.
On.
Yeah, I got
to
walk that one. I got to walk that one.
A 3-1 run bomb. How about that?
The last time she was up there, Ron said, yeah, this girl looks like she could put a charge
in. Was that her?
That was her.
Yeah.
They got her the last time.
They did this with two outs, too. Checking this out. They started the rally. They got first and third with two outs.
Amen.
I can't go through that handshake line.
Amen. Unless they had another gal behind her that can do what that one just did, I got to put that one on, Chief.
Ooh,
up 3-1. I got to put that one on, man.
Hey, man, the Women's College World Series is on and popping. Right
I'm not
now.
Sure, but I think that same girl did it to my Razorbacks last time we were out somewhere.
Somebody better check on that young lady on the mound. She may have a difficult evening. And then she ain't got nowhere to go because she's in Oklahoma City. Coming up, also, a little bit more news injury-wise. We get that on Yordan. And this is just the news we have by the lineup. And Cheryl and Tyler, if you see anything more that I haven't seen, let me know. But the lineup is out, and Christian Walker's not in it. We know Christian Walker took the 96-mile-an-hour fastball off the hand yesterday. He stayed in, ran, scored at that time, the game-tying home run, and then he was pulled from the game. As they set him down. X-rays were negative yesterday. But as of now, the lineup is out, and Clint, he is not in it at all.
I saw the Astros reporting that they've got him listed as day-to-day.
Yeah, day-to-day. So today he ain't in. As of right now, the lineup is Pena leading off, Paredes hitting behind him and playing third. Altuve's the DH tonight. with Victor Caratini playing first, and Jake Myers behind him. Yiner Diaz hitting sixth and playing catcher tonight with Cam Smith and these nuts. Zach DiZenzo is out there behind him. And then Dubon. There you go. And then Dubon is at second base. So that's the lineup tonight. Peña, Paredes, Altuve, Caratini at first in there in the absence of Christian Walker. Jake Myers, Diaz, Cam Smith, DiZenzo. These nuts. And Dubon. That is that's the lineup they're running out there. So, again, keeping an eye on what's going to happen with Cam or Christian Walker. That's one to look at. It's tough. He was starting to get hot, swing the ball. Wow. Swing the bat pretty well, excuse me. And this is tough. Hopefully it's not anything long-term.
I'm telling you, Ron, I hope it's not anything long-term. But this Caratini at first base, let Diaz start swinging the bat a little bit better. Yordan comes back. I mean, look, I don't think anything happens. But
apparently the Yordan thing is imminent. So
yeah. I'm just telling you, man, left-handed bat, one of two in the lineup, counting Yordan.
Yeah.
Swinging it the way Caratini is. Hey, man. Christian, you better get your ass back on that field.
Yeah. Good. Well, hopefully you can. By the way, text line, of course, day-to-day. See you in 2 weeks. Someone said, although
a little retroactive, OC
money, see you in 2 weeks. OC money. Also, Will Conkle, the Conk,
Big Will. I saw him at practice word, yesterday.
The Big Conk is what they call him, I believe, on the streets. He said Spencer Arrighetti played catch today, and how about this, Luis Garcia, the three technique.
He's back, huh?
He's throwing a bullpen this weekend.
I'll be damned.
A little chow throwing a bullpen
from the elevated mound.
I don't know.
I mean, we full distance?
I can't. The conk didn't give us that. I'm not sure.
Is he fully committed whenever he did it?
Is it overhand? You never know. It could be. It could be underhand. Could be left-handed.
If it's underhand, I hope it ain't like 23 from Tennessee. He just gave up that old. Good God, that girl. I mean, good. Did you see that dead center?
It's just three good to. It had been 3-1 for like
yes, indeed.
4 or 5 innings, and then. This just happened. Two outs. They was in there celebrating.
Oh,
they was over there.
The catcher for Tennessee transferred from OU, by the way. She's sitting there going 3-1. You of all people should have known to walk that girl.
Should have hit her.
Now what? You know better than that. You don't believe in hitting anybody.
I don't. But it'd been a better opportunity to let one go inside.
I believe I'd have just asked that umpire. Hey man, can we save my arm and just send her on down to first?
Send her down. Yeah. Well, that's a tough.
Bases loaded, two outs.
Two
versus
run
first
lead.
And third. Pitching to that one.
They was in there celebrating. They was in there singing Rocky Top, and then damn, over.
Guess what? You get the wrong one to the plate.
Yep.
Woo!
Shouldn't have pitched to her.
Well, that's fun to watch.
All right. Coming up, Nico Collins said something that Clint said he was shocked by yesterday. We'll discuss what that was coming up next.